Is subdivision number 2011-7, Michael and Catherine Newcomb.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 9.425 acres into two lots located at the north end of Hudson Street, approximately 2,850 feet northwest of Falls Road, and being lot 27 within Creek Fall Farms extended subdivision, which is just off Hudson Road. And Shane may have some comments on this application.
Mr. Chairman, this application was not reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee since no new improvements are proposed. The applicants have provided documentation that 23 out of 30 property owners, which equates to 77%, are aware of and consent to this application. 51% agreement is required by code. On November 7th of this year, the Board of Adjustment granted a variance of 14.99 feet for the minimum lot width requirements. And there have been two other applications in this subdivision for re-subdivision. One of them was subdivision 2004-23. That was for 6.56 acres in the two lots. The commission approved that March 31st of 05. And subdivision 2006-45 was for 2.82 acres, being subdivided into three lots. That was approved by the commission November 29th of 07, and I sent each of you a copy of the subdivision request.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Kathleen Newcomb. I'll forgive you for that. L-Y-N.
Well, I beg your pardon.
I'm at 427. Kathleen, everyone does that.
Newcomb. Welcome to Planning and Zoning.
Thank you. I'm at 427 Hudson Street.
You can even
Mountain
wear
Delaware.
My hat if you want to.
It's okay. I'm afraid I'm going to bore you compared to my predecessors.
We may not like you. We may not let you do that. So,
thank you.
Shane pretty much said everything that I was going to say, except that my husband, my parents, and another partner were the original developers of Phase 3 and Phase 4. Phase 3, which is where I live, was originally 28 lots, 26 of which were 3/4 acres. My lot is 9.5 acres, and there was a 5 1/4 acre piece in the front. Now, because that 5 1/4 acre piece has gone through permission to get subdivision and is now four lots, we are now 31 lots, 26 of the original, and that's the very front section where it says Hudson Street. And then phase four, when we developed that, that was 32 lots. 31 of which were 3/4 acre, one is 6.5 acres, and he also came before you to divide his lot into 5.8 acres and 3/4 acres, and he backs up to us. And I did send out the letters, and I didn't get any back. I didn't get any opposition back. I did get 77% back that said they had no opposition. And I went before Board of Adjustment, and I didn't have any opposition. And that about sums it up.
All right, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Burton.
The reason you went to the Board of Adjustments was because of the cul-de-sac, correct?
Yes, sir.
Lot width. Yeah. I would say if you got 77% of your neighbors, it must be okay. No further questions.
Mr. Johnson.
I understand the application. I have no questions.
Okay. Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Ross.
No questions.
Mr. Lang.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Shane.
Shane.
Abbott.
Shane.
No questions.
Still don't have a question, do you?
No.
Okay. Counsel?
No questions.
All right, then. That's right. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Does anyone here that likes to speak in favor of conditional use? Subdivision number 2011-7, Michael and Kathleen Newcomb. Anyone here wish to speak in opposition to subdivision number 2011-7? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.